towards the days of Hajj. So the days, the month of Hajj has already started, and these are the months people are preparing for themselves to go for that sacred journey, the journey of love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua Allah ta'ala, make it easy for each and every individual, financially, whether it is spiritually, physically, in all aspects, Allah ta'ala make it easy for the hujjaj. Even though we cannot go, a person should have that desire in these months and how we can go. So the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Qa'dah means to sit. So in this month, the kuffar, even they used to remain aloof from all types of fighting. There was a ceasefire. And the month of Dhul-Hijjah was the month of traveling towards Baytullah to perform the rituals of Hajj. And the Muharram was the month that they used to return. And the month of Rajab was the month where people were given the opportunity of performing Umrah. And the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, actually, we will find in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 3 Umrahs. So also a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even though maybe a person cannot have the opportunity of going, but he has the desire, the shauq, that how I also can go and perform Umrah in this month. So it is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem that لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الرَّسُولَ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا فَجَعَلَ مِنْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. So it was in the 6th year after Hijri, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dreamt that he was going with his companions, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and performing tawaf around Baytullah. So imagine that fervor and excitement, anticipation, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard the dreams of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what to say, wahi, and definitely 100% is going to be true. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum naturally became very excited, very, very happy. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a group of 1,500 Sahaba radiallahu anhum went in a direction, and they, when they reached the place by the Ash'at, Ghadir Ash'at, when they reached that place, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Busar bin Sufyan radiallahu anhu to go and see what's happening with the Quraysh. And then he goes and he spies and he sees that the Quraysh also making their movement. They have come, they got wings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming with 1,500 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they also started getting excited, now we want to put a stop. And they were hell-bent in stopping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or performing Umrah. And they were on the verge of also waging war against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba did not carry any of their weapons. They only carry those weapons normally a musafir, a traveler will carry, because the intention was to go for Umrah. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also heard Khalid bin Walid, that he was not a Muslim, he had about 200 of them as a vanguard. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rerouted himself. And that is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in the direction of Hudaybiyah. That is, he camped at that place. And many things happen over there, time does not permit. Nevertheless, eventually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged with the people of the Quraysh. Hazrat Suhail bin Umair radiallahu anhu. We say Hazrat Suhail bin Umair radiallahu anhu because alhamdulillah he accepted Islam later on. He came on behalf of the Quraysh, and the treaty was signed, this accord, this peace treaty. And the clauses were so unjust and biased that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his name Rasulullah, they objected that we do not accept you as the Rasul of Allah. If we accepted you, then we are not prevented you of performing Umrah. Then we have accepted you, we will not wage war against you. And when they wrote Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, they too they objected, we will go against this, and we will go how in the days of Jahiliyyah, where they should write Bismika Allahumma. So that too also was erased, and Bismika Allahumma was written. Very briefly, all the clauses were written, that first and foremost, that for 10 years there will be no hostility between the kuffar and the Muslims. And secondly, if any person from Makkah al-Mukarramah has to go to Madinah al-Munawwara, a Muslim, then he will be sent back. And thirdly, a person who from Madinah al-Munawwara, he has to go to Makkah, then he will be kept over there, he will not be returned back to Madinah al-Munawwara. Fourthly, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not perform Umrah this year, in the month of Dhul-Qadah, in the 6th year after Hijri. But he will come the following year, in the 7th year, and that will only remain for 3 days. And neither the Sahaba or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come with their weapons. If they have to carry the swords, it will be sheathed. And the last one was, if any clan from the Arabian Peninsula, whichever group they want to align themselves, then they have a choice. So imagine, so unfair. Now the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu came forward. And he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aren't you the true Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why not? Definitely. Aren't we on the truth? And these people on deviation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, definitely. Thereafter he asked, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haven't you promised us that we will be performing tawaf around Baytullah? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar, did I promise you that will you do it this year? Then Umar radiallahu anhu went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he asked the same question. And subhanallah, fascinating, amazing. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, word by word, gave the same response that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Umar radiallahu anhu. And thereafter it is mentioned that Umar radiallahu anhu felt so ashamed of his behavior that as compensation, as Umar radiallahu anhu used to fast excessively, perform nafil salah, give sadaqah, free slaves because of the behavior of his and his attitude towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu themselves also were so reluctant to do anything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, now you'll have to slaughter your qurbani animals, you'll have to shave your hair. And none of them were prepared to do it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam issued this command 3 times. Then he comes to Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complains, look at my Sahaba, they don't want to listen to me. So Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha explains to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is very challenging for the Sahaba, because they tamanna, they desire, their anticipation and the excitement was such, they wanted to perform tawaf around Baytullah. Thereafter Umm Salama, what an intelligent woman she was. She tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go forward, you don't tell him anything. You go, you will be the first one to slaughter your animal. You will be the first one to shave your hair. And subhanallah, as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does that, he slaughters his animal, shaves his hair. Immediately every sahaba radiallahu anhu, sahabi, follows suit, and they all of them slaughter their animals and shave their hair and come out of ihram. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning toward Madinah al-Munawwara, the entire surah al-Fatah was revealed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the entire surah to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this is the Fathan Mubina, Fathan Qariba, this is the near victory, this is the promised victory. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked in surprise, Ya Rasulullah, we've been prevented from going to perform Umrah, how can this be a victory for us? The ulama explained, Imam Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi explained, actually so many people, because of this peace treaty, so many people accepted Islam from the Treaty of Hudaybiyah till Fatih Makkah. That such a great number, thousands of people accepted Islam because of the interaction of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because of the akhlaq, because of the personification of good deeds and good akhlaq. So many people, without even lifting a sword, thousands entered into the fold of Islam. More than the number from the time inception of the Nabihood, or Prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till Hudaybiyah, that their numbers was less compared to what was aware now at this time. So this all took, much also is mentioned in history after what happened after that, how they broke the treaty, etc. So it was in the month of Dhul-Qadah everything had taken place. Then in the 7th year after Hijri, subhanallah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and 2,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they go and perform the Umratul Qadha. This also in the month of Dhul-Qadah. And then he had got married to Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for permission for extension after the 3 days. But these kufar were so hard-hearted that they said, "Oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you got nothing to do with you. Naira ya wadima fi Hazrat Maymuna. You carry on. You get out from here." And at a place called Sarif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consummated his marriage and made the walima. Then in the following year, that is in the 8th year after Hijri, just before that the Battle of Hunain had taken place, and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam issued a command that in Dirana, where all the booty will be distributed, all the booty from Hunain, the 6,000 prisoners of war, 24,000 camels, 40,000 goats, and 4,000 ounces of silver, all was distributed in the beginning of Zulqadah in the 8th year after Hijri. And thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the 5th of Zulqadah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his third Umrah. And there he went from Jirana towards Makkah al-Mukarramah, and towards the end, latter part of Zulqadah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned to Madinah al-Munawwara. So all these events took place in the month of Zulqadah. Lastly, in the 9th year after Hijri, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to go with 300 Sahaba radiallahu anhu and 70 camels to go for Hajj. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Abu Bakr as the Amir al-Hajj. And in which month? This was in the month again of Zulqadah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that I am appointing you as the Amir of Hajj, so that you go and inform the people, teach the people the rituals of Hajj. So here also we find people going for Hajj, they need to learn the 5 days of Hajj, and more important than that, to be spiritually prepared for Hajj. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr that mention the verses of Surah Tawbah to the mushrikeen, that the 40 verses of Surah At-Tawbah, and amongst the innamal mushrikuna najasun fala yaqrabul masjid al haram ba'da amim hadha, then mention to the kuffar and the mushrikeen that after this year you will not be permitted to come near close to masjid al haram. Up till recently there was a board that they will tell you that Uviya is the end point, no kuffar, no non-believer will be entered to pass this point. But unfortunately, those signboards have been removed. How unfortunate, how sad, people of the mushrikeen, the kuffar, of the Jews and the Christians are roaming the streets of Makkah al-Mukarramah or Madinah al-Munawwara. And this was the clause, and this was mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to mention to the kuffar and the mushrikeen that this will be what is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, the month of Zulqadah that we learn from the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 umrahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performed in a month of Zulqadah. So we also have that desire, we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. We know the exorbitant fees, people are complaining, but understand every cent that a person spends, subhanAllah, he will be rewarded so greatly. The more a person spends, it is, we know it is injustice, the tanazzul, etc. But we also make dua Allah Ta'ala and make it easy for them. If a person's labbaik is written and a person's intention is sincere, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will pave the way for that person. So we make a dua Allah Ta'ala grant all the hujjaj, hajj mabrur, hajj maqbool. And we got the opportunity, alhamdulillah, time does not permit, if Allah Ta'ala give us the opportunity later on, that so many a'mal we can do. For example, now we will start to read Surah Yasin Shareem, we'll make the zikr of Allah, and then we'll read our Ishraq Salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the person who does this after making zikr, after 12, 15 minutes after sunrise, performs 2 rakat, Salatul Ishraq, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned 3 times, that tamatin, a perfect umrah and a perfect hajj reward, subhanallah. So many a'mal like that we can do, we can get the reward of hajj. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Now we will read Surah Yasin, and after we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.